Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And would you like fries with that?
Say what?
Would you like fries with that?
Oh, wait a minute. This is not McDonald's or Burger King or anything like that. What are you asking
for? You could have it your way here, though. You usually do have it your way, unless we have it my way. Or the highway.
We'll go with the highway.
Okay.
Safer.
Okay. How you been?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm just fine.
I'm back to this wonderful Ohio weather.
Yeah, you were where? Milwaukee?
Milwaukee. Nice and cold.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a big difference between that and here.
Frozen north.
It's almost spring.
It actually is warmer down here than it was up there, so I mean,
this
I can't
complain.
This
will be fun when they replay this at, like, Christmas time next year.
There you go.
People go, what?
Yeah, oh, well. Remember, it's colder up north.
Yes, it is.
Hey.
So I have a stupid question.
Okay.
Actually, you have a stupid question from foodreference.com.
See, it's highlighted in blue.
It's blue. Yours is blue, yes.
What are there 35,000 of in New York City?
3,500.
That's what I said.
Let's not mislead. No, you said 35,000.
3,500.
3,500.
That's what I said.
There are about 3,500 ethnic restaurants in New York City.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a ton.
Yeah, I don't know how many restaurants that is per person, or how many people that is per restaurant.
Well, it's 7 million in New York.
Oh, I can't do that math.
Neither can I.
Okay, never mind. It's a lot of restaurants.
That's a lot of restaurants. That's a lot of ethnic there. A lot of ethnic thing going on right there. Wow, I would never have known that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Cool. So, what do salmon and shrimp have in common?
They both from the sea?
Yeah.
Yeah. Salmon and shrimp are the most popular seafoods in American restaurants. In 2001, shrimp replaced canned tuna as America's favorite seafood overall.
That's going to upset Charlie.
I know. Poor guy.
I know.
Is he still their mascot?
He's still Charlie Tuna.
And what kind of tuna is it?
Charlie's
tuna.
Starkist, yeah.
Starkist. Oh, yeah.
Tuna of the sea. Anyways.
So, what is our theme today, Joe?
Deep blue?
No.
Oh.
Not fish, either.
Ethnic rodents?
Ethnic seafood? No. It's restaurants and eating out. One of my favorite hobbies.
Yes.
Aha. So.
What's your favorite restaurant locally?
Oh, gosh. Locally, my favorite chain. Is Carrabba's.
Ooh.
Hey, it's better than
They're
that
cold.
Other place.
They're Every time I go in there,
cold.
It's cold.
Their food is good.
Anyway,
and my favorite local restaurant is a place called Casa D'Angelo.
Okay.
And it's in, now they're going to have to send me money.
Yeah.
It's in Macedonia. And I think there's one in Hudson or something, but best Italian food ever and beautiful atmosphere and reasonable prices.
Have you been to the one up in Twinsburg? I can always sell it.
Bellacina?
No.
Oh, that's a chain, too.
B-O-N-G, Alina's or something like that. It's on the corner.
Bolognese?
It's on the corner of
83. Bolognese.
Yeah. That's bologna in Pittsburgh, actually. That's how they say it.
Bolognese?
In Pittsburgh, bologna is pronounced Bologna.
Okay, then.
But it's on the corner of 82 and 14. It used to be the old German restaurant up there, but now it's an Italian restaurant.
We'll have to try that out.
I highly recommend the trip.
We'll have to try that. That sounds good. So our curious saying or word for the day is a la mode.
A la mode.
Yes, a la mode. Or a la mode. Kind of like the Alamo with a D at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I will never surrender my Alamo. I don't care if you attack from the south flank.
Remember the Alamo. Don't forget the ice cream.
Alamo debt.
This is from Wikipedia.org. Alamo means fashionable. And also in the USA, a dessert served with ice cream. Those two things are not seemingly related.
Yeah, there's a
related.
Anyways.
But why?
Whoever put ice cream on a pie first is a topic of discussion without a definitive answer. What is known is that it was served at the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago, where some restaurant venues served slices of pie with a scoop of ice cream on top. The French saw it as audacious and somewhat exclaimed in a French newspaper review, "How modern!" A la mode translation literally means to be modern, meaning how fashionable. Americans took the name and called the process of putting ice cream on pie or anything as a la mode.
Yes, but the most famous dish in France that's a la mode is beef bourguignon, but they don't put ice cream on it. It just means it's modern beef bourguignon.
I was about to say ice cream on beef just
no. Or beef flavored ice cream.
No.
I had beer flavored ice cream one time.
Beer flavored ice
cream? Beer flavored. There was a place called Woo Creamery.
Ooh.
From Worcester. And beer flavored ice cream with chunks of pretzels in it.
Interesting combo.
It was good. Get the sweet, salty thing.
I have to tell my buddy who's now into the process. He took an ice cream making course over at the University of Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Or Penn State. And, you know, he took that course on how to do ice cream. So.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned that. I don't know. Alcohol doesn't freeze, but there's got to be some way to do it because they did it and it was really good.
Hell no.
So I have a list.
Oh, no. It's one of those top five that have 17,521 things on it.
Ten.
See?
No, because this is the original top list.
Ah.
This is from CBS.com from the Letterman Show.
Oh, a real top ten.
A real top ten.
Cool.
Yeah. These are the top ten things you don't want to hear in a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
Number 10, we're out of meat. Someone run to the zoo.
Do you know that there's a law being passed in Chicago that you can't serve lion's meat?
Ew.
Ooh.
Well timed. Very well timed, Dave. That's good.
No shirt. No shoes. Now that's the manager. Oh.
Number 8. Anyone seen my glass eye?
That raccoon's been in the snake machine all day. Snake?
I think that's supposed to say shake.
I think so.
I don't know. Yes, proofreading is not one of my skills.
First off, we have a raccoon, and then we have a snake machine in the restaurant. Run.
Oh, you write the scripts from now on.
Oh, no.
Hey, you know, you complain. Number 6, health inspector, run!
Number 5, somewhere on my body, I'm wearing an onion ring.
We're just going to go right on to number 4.
Please.
That ain't special sauce.
Number 3, clear.
With battles, I think. Number 2, will that be all lard ass? I love that lard ass is one word on here. Yeah.
It sounds so wrong, but it's the right word.
It really is.
And the number 1 thing you don't want to hear at a fast food restaurant?
My sandwich is giving me the finger. Ooh.
You know what's even more exciting about this category?
What?
Is that there is a restaurant in Stowe, a Thai restaurant, that's right next to a pet store.
That's really wrong. That's really... We won't mention the name because we don't want to get sued.
I'm not suggesting anything here, folks. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay.
So, from dumbcriminals.com.
I missed you, Joe.
It's been too long. You got to understand that we sometimes, I've been out of town, and so recording sometimes is not frequent as we'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm back.
And I have a job now.
Yeah.
So, that helps, too.
Well, I don't at the moment, so.
Okay.
From dumbcriminals.com, shoot to serve, huh? Working in a restaurant must be hard. There are so many nuisances that you have to deal with every day. The unruly customers, the physical demands, the armed and dangerous floor manager. The manager at an IHOP reportedly used a threat of gunfire to motivate his staff, according to an Asbury Park Press.
Police said the manager ordered some employees to return to their jobs or he would shoot them. There's synergy. When one of the employees snapped back at him, he went to his car, retrieved his handgun, and pointed it at the employee. I've never worked for IHOP, but I'm pretty sure that wasn't in the employee handbook. That's kind of like the beatings will continue until morale improves.
Improves, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been on that pirate ship.
Yeah? Was it really a pirate ship?
Aye.
Okay. We have another list.
I love lists.
This one is from news.com.au, which means it's from Australia.
Aye.
I can't do Australian accent, but anyway.
Mine always sounds English or Irish, so I won't even try.
Everything I do sounds Irish.
Woohoo!
All of my accents. Anyway, this is the list of the most interesting restaurant names. And let me tell you, this had to be edited because there's some stuff out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are the ones that we can actually say on the air.
Okay.
The first one is Frying Nemo, a fish and chip store in Goole, UK.
All right, folks, get ready. Pho Shizzle, a Vietnam restaurant in Cambridge, Canada.
Pho is spelled P-H-O there.
P-H-O.
Yeah. Has Beans, a vintage coffee house in Edinburgh,
old coffee.
UK. Not old, vintage. I'm not old, I'm vintage.
Vintage. A Salt and Battery. A Salt and Battery. A fish and chip shop in New York.
I love this one. Let Us Surprise You. A vegetarian restaurant in Atlanta.
Now this one has...
This is good.
This one's bad. Amy's Wine House. A winery in Sunderland, UK.
Okay, this one is probably my favorite.
Okay.
Nin Cum Soup. A Vietnamese eatery in London, UK.
Now say that five times fast.
Nin Cum Soup. Love it.
Are you sure this one shouldn't have been added out?
No, it's fine.
The Meat in Place. Meat being M-E-A-T. Meat in Place. A butchery in Kent, UK.
Yeah. I like that. The Rock and Soul Place.
Ah.
A fish and chip shop in London.
Now here you go. Serendipity. A Middle Eastern takeout shop in Toronto, now, Canada.
That's clever.
I like that.
That's Serendipity. Very clever. Okay. This one probably should have been edited out. Poo Poo Hot Pot. Chinese restaurant in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
And all the little kids know how to say that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not cute. Pita Pan. Pita Pan. A sandwich bar in New York City. I like that.
That's cute. Booty's House of Crabs. Seafood restaurant in Ocean City, New Jersey.
We're not even
going to mention that. Okay, go for this one. You got to say this one the right way.
Award wieners in a supporting role. A hot dog joint in Louisiana, U.S. Award wieners in a supporting role.
I love that. Tequila Mockingbird.
Ah.
A cocktail bar in Ocean City.
Oh, wow. N Thai Sing.
Not Thai.
Thai.
Yes.
Thai. Thai. N Thai Thing. N Thai Sing.
There you go.
Ding, 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 ding. A Thai restaurant in Terrigal, Australia.
And this is my favorite Taiwanese French restaurant.
Yeah.
L'Idiot. L'Idiot. L'Idiot.
L'Idiot.
L'Idiot. A restaurant in Taipei, Taiwan. I don't know if they know what that means in Taiwan.
You know it's a French restaurant. You got insulted before you even get in there.
There you go. Boom, boom. That was good. That was really good. I found a website called Chowhound.
Chowhound.
Chowhound.com. All things restaurant or ish.
Chowhound.
Yes.
Not
so
your dog.
I found some interesting jokes.
Okay. As a chef, I've always asked if I can cook vegetarian. I always reply that, unfortunately, I can't, because they are too stringy and you can't slice them thin enough.
Ew. We're sorry. If you're a vegetarian, please don't write or call. It's a joke. I was waitressing at a restaurant where we would slice bread fresh and bring it to the tables. And whenever someone asked me to bring them the heel, I would tell them that I couldn't. I had already divorced him. I like that one.
I like her attitude already. Why did Jesus go to the Japanese restaurant?
And I have to sing this in the tune of a children's Christian hymn. Because he loves me so. Yeah. Oh, me so funny.
Me so.
Yeah. Okay. A Frenchman, German man, Scotsman, Italian man, Brazilian, Chinaman. That's not nice. Asian. Englishman, American, Japanese, Indian, Kenyan, Irishman, Welshman, Icelandic man, Australian, and a Belgian man walked into a bar. And the barman says,
"Sorry, gents, you can't come in here without a tie."
T-H-A-I.
Tie.
You can't come in without a tie.
I like that.
Yes. There you go. Okay, this is a longy but a goodie here.
Here we go.
A group of 40-year-old buddies discuss where they would go for dinner. Finally, it's agreed that they should meet at the Gasthof zum Lohen restaurant because the waitresses there have low-cut blouses and nice figures.
10 years later, at age 50 years of age, the guys once again discuss where they should dine. And finally, it's agreed that they should meet at Gasthof zum Lohen because the food there is very good and the wine selection is excellent.
10 years later, at 60 years of age, the guys once again discuss where they should dine. Finally, it's agreed that they should again meet at the Gasthof zum Lohen because they can eat there in peace and quiet and the restaurant is smoke-free.
Now, 10 years later, at age 70, the guys once again discuss where they should dine, and finally it's agreed they should meet at Gasthof zum Lohen because the restaurant is wheelchair accessible, and they even have an elevator.
And then 10 years later, they were all still alive at 80 years of age. The guys once again discuss where they should dine. Finally, it's agreed that they should meet at Gasthof zum Lohen because they've never been there before. Yeah.
All it's letters probably, and emails should be sent too.
It's probably too true to really laugh at.
I like it. A man walks into a diner and looks at the menu. He orders some eggs Benedict. He watches other people's food come out on a classic heavy white china dinner plate. Imagine his surprise when his order arrives, plunked it on the table in a shiny hubcap. He asks the waiter, "What gives?"
The waiter smiles at him and says, "There's no plate like chrome for the hollandaise." Yeah. That was creative.
That was.
It was very creative.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
That could have been our theme song today.
He's got the Alice's Restaurant cover up on the
computer
next to me.
Oh, my gosh. Dave is just amazing sometimes.
I like it.
Yeah.
A panda walks into a restaurant, sits down, and orders a sandwich. A sandwich.
Okay.
I've been up to Milwaukee.
Okay.
He eats the sandwich, pulls out a gun, and shoots the waiter dead. As the panda stands up to go, the manager says, "Hey, what are you doing? You shot my waiter, and you didn't pay for your sandwich." The panda yells back at the manager and says, "Hey, man, I'm a panda. Look it up."
So the manager opens his dictionary and sees the following definition for panda. A tree-dwelling marsupial of Asian origin, characterized by distinct black and white coloring, eats shoots and leaves. Oh, we made Dave laugh.
That's good.
Isn't that good? Yeah. Dave, do you have something to play for us? Oh, okay, at the end. Okay, I have a rant. The weekly rant from cracked.com.
Rant on.
Yeah. We have to say this in a ranting voice.
Okay.
Like a beautiful woman, you know, who puts up with anything. No. Like a beautiful woman who knows you will put up with anything that she puts you through, restaurants know you will put up with any old crap because you are hungry.
Now, just the facts. Restaurants are a direct result of the French Revolution. Yet another reason to hate the French.
All restaurants give the same value for money. None.
America refers to McDonald's as a restaurant. Isn't that sweet?
Now, there are different types of restaurants available for the person with cash in their pocket.
There are fast food restaurants. Included for completeness, the concept of a fast food restaurant is of a bone of contention between the Europeans and the USA. In the USA, a restaurant is simply a place to sit down while eating. In Europe, it's a place to sit down while eating actual food.
The local cafe, the best place to eat cheaply if you don't mind eating in an atmosphere of steam and rancid fat. We did not say eat well, so please, no complaints about our advice.
Chain restaurants. You get a knife and a fork with your burger and fries. Otherwise, see fast food.
Ethnic restaurants. There are various different cultures which have established restaurants to promote their cuisine and revenge themselves on the population of the West by being a constant source of food poisoning.
Yes. Theme restaurants. Think fast food at double the price, and that gives you a good idea what you will get. Still, most of the themes involve sexy waitresses, which is a good thing. Not only nice to look at, but a pleasant distraction from the lukewarm floor sweepings on your plate.
Ew. Then there's the family restaurant. The food quality here is roughly the same as decent home cooking. The family-friendly policies of these places ensure your steak is accompanied with both pepper sauce and the screaming tantrums of other people's children as well as your own.
Mm-hmm. And then there are the high-end restaurants. Now, you take a family restaurant, change the menu to French, ban the children, train your waiting staff to act in the arts of invisibility, and quadruple your prices. The customer, desperate to get away from the children, will pay gladly.
And then there are celebrity restaurants. Hello? Hi, God. Are you trying to prove you not only exist, but you hate us, too?
And there are tricks of the trade.
Yes.
Like all businesses who want to remove cash from your pocket and put it in their numbered bank accounts, a restaurant uses these tricks to increase both revenue and reputation.
First is sex.
Oh, yeah.
Because it sells. Get used to it. Mommy can explain to the kids why Daddy needs a bib and Hooters, but not at home.
Exactly. Art. Some family restaurants like to put pictures on the walls to make the place look homey and to cover up the marks and from thrown plates of food. If you are the proud professor of a five-year-old with a box of crayon, then yes, it is homey. High-end restaurants use good art and architect to ensure you will be too intimidated to complain about the fact that your Kobe beef steak is the size of a sugar cube and costs roughly twice that of what you're paying for taking gas to get there.
And then there's presentation. Putting food on the plate in a pretty way is a surefire way to gain business. It certainly worked for sushi places. I mean, where else would you pay to eat raw sea bugs?
Hey. Persuasion. Now, restaurants need you to come in. They bribe food critics with eligible food and plentiful alcohol to give good reviews. They encourage celebrity chefs to come in and bring their camera crews with them. Most powerful of all, though, they make it impossible for you to book a table within 6 months of phoning. Like a man's wedding ring to a single woman, the mere fact that you can't have it makes you want it more.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
I don't know.
Oh. Oh, my.
I stay out of those places so I don't get in trouble.
I found another great restaurant website.
Okay.
Called Delish.com.
Delish?
Delish.com. So we have a list of the weirdest restaurants in the world.
Ah, got it.
No? Ever eat at Alcatraz? Dine on Mars. And it's about time you get a taste of some of the wackiest, weirdest out-of-this-world restaurants. For more strange places, there's stuff going on behind the scenes here, folks, you don't even want to know. For more strange places to eat, check out videos of the world's top 10 most peculiar restaurants on Delish.com.
Hardwire Host. Restaurant. Hajime Restaurant, Bangkok, Thailand. Hajime. Culture Concept. Robot Run. Owner Las Pasarad Thanafant has high hopes for her Robot Run restaurant. Thanafant invested nearly $1 million to purchase 4 dancing guests. They also dance robots who serve diners Japanese delicacies.
And then there's Eating with Sharks. The restaurant is Itha Undersea Restaurant in Rangali Island, Maldives. Culinary concept is Fish Eye View. Ever dine on octopus and oysters surrounded by octopus and oysters? You can do just that at the luxurious Itha restaurant beneath the Indian Ocean. Itha, meaning pearl, sits between 3 and 6 feet below sea level, depending on the tides, and weighs over 200 tons, so the chef won't drift out to sea. On the menu, crustaceans and wild game.
That would be a fun place to eat.
It would.
I think so. New meaning for noodle bowl. Restaurant, modern Thailand. The restaurant name, modern toilet, Taipan, Taiwan.
The word really is toilet.
It is toilet.
It's not French.
I thought she was setting me up again. Culinary concept is a bathroom theme. If you're ever If you're into poop jokes and can't get over the gross-out factor, then you will find this toilet-themed restaurant plenty entertaining. Guests slurp up Asian noodles from commode-shaped bowls while sitting on their very own can. Keep the seat down. Now, Dave, why did you put the hand sanitizer up there when I said that?
I don't know. Potty mouth. Yes, you have potty mouth. So the waiters. Well, we have, you know, the waiter jokes. Waiter, waiter, there's a fly in my soup.
Oh, yes.
We have a lot of these.
Cool.
And if you would, please, I'm going to be the customer and you can be the waiter.
Cool.
Okay?
Got it.
So this is from yucksrus.com.
Yuck it up.
Yes. Waiter, there's a dead fly in my soup.
Yes, ma'am. I expect it's the hot water that kills them.
Waiter, there's a fly in my soup.
Keep it down, ma'am, or they'll all be wanting one.
Waiter, what's this fly doing in my soup?
It's fly soup, ma'am.
Waiter, what's this fly doing in my soup?
Looks to me to be a backstroke, man.
Waiter, there's a fly in my soup.
Don't worry, ma'am. The spider on the bread roll will get him.
Waiter, there's a fly in my soup.
No, ma'am. That's a cockroach. The fly's on your steak.
Waiter, this coffee tastes like dirt.
Yes, ma'am, because it was only ground this morning.
Waiter, what's the stuff?
That's bean salad, ma'am.
I know what it's bean, but what is it now?
How did you find your steak, ma'am?
Well, I just rolled over a pea and there it was. Waiter, my plate's wet.
That's not wet, ma'am. That's the soup.
Waiter, the soup tastes funny.
So why don't you laugh?
Yeah. And we have more, but we're not going to read them. We could do a whole show on those. We have some ruminations.
Oh, wait a minute. You missed one.
Oh, just I missed good. One? What?
Waiter, how long have you been here? 6 months, ma'am. And then, then it can't be for you who took my order.
That's good. Oh, there is one more.
Okay.
The waiter says, would you like coffee? Would you like your coffee black?
What other colors do you have?
There you go. We have ruminations.
From ruminate.com?
From ruminate.com.
I like it. You know you're getting old when each time you order wine at a restaurant, you find yourself sounding more and more like Thurston Howell III.
From Gilligan's Island.
From Gilligan's Island.
That's right. That's cool.
Yeah.
Here's a tip. When dining at a Chinese restaurant, never order anything with ding in the name. Those things are microwaved.
Chowling ding. You can get a free meal at most seafood restaurants if you order lobster and upon arrival of the meal, hysterically cry out, this is the lobster that killed my parents!
This doesn't work as well with pizza, though, so don't even bother.
Bad.
And this is one of my favorite Irish, it's not an Irish blessing, it's an Irish thing, and it's from TacomaWeekly.com.
Aye. Only Irish coffee provides in a single glass all the four essential food groups, alcohol, caffeine, sugar, and fat.
Amen.
Alice's restaurant, dum-dum-dum, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
Thank you, Dave.
I love it.
That's all we have for today. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we're?
One short fry of a Happy Meal.
No, together we're?
One fry short of a Happy Meal.
No, together we're Kat Soup. The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.